Om Shanti. 30th July 2019. Slogan. Internal honesty and cleanliness within is revealed when there is easiness in your nature. So internal honesty and cleanliness within is revealed when there is easiness in nature, saralta in nature. So when there is easy nature, saral swabhav, so internal honesty and cleanliness, these two virtues are revealed. And whenever Baba says easy nature, what does it mean? Easy nature means saral swabhav, means there's a huge list of no in easy nature. Easy nature means there is no burden. And again, this itself is a big topic. What causes burden in Brahmin life? It's the past memories that makes one heavy. Future anxieties that makes one heavy. Unknown fears that makes one heavy. Insecurity makes one heavy. Sins committed in Brahmin life makes one heavy. Breach of Srimat, whenever you break any Srimat, that makes one heavy. Repentance, Pashyatap, makes one heavy. And repeated, if these things are happening, the burden increases all the more. So many things make us heavy. Sometimes our own very sanskars are responsible. Habits. There are certain habits that make us heavy. So in this Brahmin life, so many things can make us heavy. If one is continuously thinking of the past and the past events and the past sins and the past circumstances, that can make one heavy. If one is continuously worried about what will happen in future, future anxieties, or if there is a fear in the heart, or if there is an insecurity, what will happen to me? How I will go about? If there is a bitter relationship, if in the relationship there is a fight, incoherent relationships, there is a conflict, and there is a personality clash, two personalities are clashing, two people staying together, two people living together, they are at loggerheads with each other. So whenever there is a personality clash, there is a burden, there is a heaviness, and the lightness is gone. So easy nature means there is no burden, and there is no burden means you are not carrying your past, you are not thinking much about the future. There is no repentance anywhere, there is no breach of Srimat, or there is no such habit or sanskar that is making one heavy. And there are certain sanskars that make you heavy. What are those sanskars that make us heavy? The mind becomes heavy because of certain sanskars. What are they? Okay, so complaining nature. One is not happy with anything. There are questions and there are complaints about each and everything. Comparison. Comparing nature. So one is always comparing with somebody or other. And we forget that each and every soul is unique. And each and every soul is irreplaceable. No soul can be replaced by it. They are, can be supplanted by another soul. So each and every soul is irreplaceable. So there is no question of comparing. And each and every soul has come with its own fortune. So there is no scope of comparison. Each and every soul has his own speciality. Each and every soul has his own weaknesses. Each and every soul is going to have his own prarabdha for his award, future award. So there should not be any comparison. So whenever there is a comparison, there is heaviness. Whenever there is a, what was this? Complain. Then whenever there is a holding nature means you hold on to things. Things are coming and things are going, but you hold. 10 years back, somebody said something, we still remember. 10 years back, somebody did not behave properly, I still remember. And I am unhappy because of it. So whenever there is a holding nature, one is unhappy, burden. Whenever there is a self-victimization, you victimize yourself. Self-blame for things. Then there is a heaviness. When there is a blame game, you start blaming people. It's because of him that I am not happy. It's because of his presence that I am not happy. There is one more aspect of it. Unless and until he changes, I am not going to become happy. He must change, then I will become happy. So my happiness is depending on his transformation, and which is never happening. And that's why I am never happy. So this is a one trait, personality trait, where a person feels that somebody else should change, then I will become happy. So there is a blame game. So whenever there is a blame game, person is blaming others for everything. Then inferiority complex. Whenever there is an inferiority complex, in inferiority complex definitely there is a comparison. But this itself is a separate complex. Or whenever there is a superiority complex, you want to prove yourself superior in everything. In speech, in service, in everything. Again, there is a heaviness, there is a burden. So there are so many things. If you are hiding something, hiding nature, if you hide something from somebody, because you fear that people should not know the truth, so whenever you hide something, or there is a definitely, this hiding has become a nature, you start hiding everything. Manipulating nature. Okay. So many things are there that make us heavy. So easy nature means whenever there is no burden. So no burden. That's the easy nature. And the burden of Brahmin life. These are the list. Sometimes overwork. Overwork itself is a burden. Sometimes time is less and one has to work very hard, too much. Only 2 days left and there is a mega program. So one becomes heavy. So whenever there is a overwork, or where there is an hands are less and manpower is less, one is heavy. Or sometimes traveling, too much traveling, excessive traveling. Every day 4 hours traveling. Every day 2 hours, 3 hours traveling. That also is a sort of burden. So, many things in life make us heavy. Baba says, you should have easy nature. Easy nature means, first thing, no burden. Easy nature means, second, lightness. You don't take things too hard. You be light. Somebody says something, it's okay. They have said it. Somebody did something wrong, it's okay. You are light. You're not taking any stress of it. So there's definitely a lightness in nature. Then, easy nature means not complicated. Not complicated. Easy means easy, which is not complicated. And what are the things that make us complicated? Revenge. Conspiracy. You scheme. You make a scheme. A plot against somebody. That time, your nature doesn't remain easy. You decide to deceive somebody. That time one is not easy nature. One English author writes, "What an intricate web we weave when we first practice to deceive. What a web, jal, we ourselves weaved, that we got trapped in it. We weaved it to trap others, but I got trapped myself. So what an intricate web we weave when we first practice to deceive." So light nature means, easy nature means, there is no complications, there is no conspiracies, or there is no revenge. Nothing. Because things are happening and things are perfect. We understand the deeper principles of karmic accounts. And that's why I have nothing against anyone. No grudge, no hatred, no dislike. All are perfect in their paths. So a very higher understanding and spiritual maturity is needed. For easy nature is, in fact, I will say, the last stage, karmatit stage, something like that. Very easy. Easy means, another thing is, you don't get stressed up. Easy. If suppose the time is less and you have to do big work, still remaining calm, still remaining cool. So you are not in stress or you are not in tension. Two persons work together, for example, and there is a similar work. But one is unhappy and one feels the work is too much. Another is happy. For him, work is very less. And for example, two sisters are working at one place, in one center. And when one sister is there, she manages everything so well. All guests are coming and she is providing them good accommodation. Guests are coming and there is a good sense of hospitality and there is a good communication and there is a good email contact and everything is going on smoothly. There is one sister, okay, and she is doing everything well. Now she goes on leave and there is another sister and there is a program and she is stressed up because she doesn't understand whom to call, what to call, how to call, how to talk with all the VIPs and how to manage their transport. And there is utter confusion and chaos. So what is it? Work is same, but it depends on our ability to deal. So one must develop such skills that you remain easy even in the face of such works where you have to do multitasking. For example, if you take the medical setup, there is an emergency. A berth capsized and 20 people have come at the same time in ICU. Now you have to manage everyone. You cannot say that he is less serious, he is that serious. And everybody is serious, for example. And there is only one doctor who has to manage this. So this is also an ability. Without stress, one should be able to manage all emergencies. So the whole world is a hospital in one way, and there is an emergency every now and then. There are not just physical casualties, but there are emotional fractures, heart attacks, and so many things. So easy nature means multitasking. You must learn, because in today's world, multitasking sometimes becomes must. Though it is always said that avoid multitasking, it's not possible. When you are there sitting, you have to attend phone calls, you have to look into the paperwork, you have to meet the people who are coming. So many things one has to do. So you have to write so many things at the same time. At the same time, at the back of your mind, something else is going on. At the same time, you have to keep on doing drills, spiritual drills. So many things are there. So in spite of doing all that, one should develop the ability to manage everything smoothly, without burden. That is what is known as easy nature. And easy nature also means humility, namrata. Easy nature means humility. There is a sense of humility. There is a sense of egolessness. When one is egoistic and the I is very big, it's difficult to have easy nature. That's why this I should be small. This is a capital I, this is a small I. So the spiritual journey starts with capital I. Then somebody comes in Gyan and he understands that I should not have this much I. So I reduces in size and it becomes small I. But after being in Gyan for some time, then the small I turns into bigger I. Now we have become Gyani. Now we know more. People are ignorant. They don't know who is God, and we know who is God, and we do so much service, and we have so many centers. So the I increases. So now we have come back to the position where we were earlier. This is Agyan and this is Gyan. In between, we had understood that we don't know anything, and there was a glimpse of egolessness for some time. But now again, the I is increasing. Rather, sometimes the I become more than what it was in bhakti. It's here reaching the top of the sky. I am the highest. We know everything. There's no need for us to any further doing anything any further. So the journey is from this bigger I. Now this journey is difficult. That was easy. From bhakti, transition from bhakti to gyan, quite easy. Now it is only gyan. And we think we are the cleverest. Now the journey is coming back to this I, small I. And then gradually this I should go, only point should remain. Only this. And then go back home. So when one is egoistic, it's difficult to remain easy. Because this I remains uncomfortable all the time. This I wants front seat. This I wants stage. This I wants mic. This I wants name among the VIPs. This I wants some ribbons. This I wants to be front in candle lightning. This I want names in the magazines. This I needs photographs to be published in Gyanamrit and Purity and World Renewal. This I has many demands. I is uncomfortable. Good facilities, separate room, separate car, separate accommodation. So I has got many demands. And even if one single demand is unmet, I is very uncomfortable. we will not go. Unless and until somebody comes to receive us. We are so VIP, why we will go? So I demands attention. I demands care. I wants love. I wants respect. I wants praise. I should be praised for every smaller thing. If I am not praised, I am unhappy. I wants audience. I wants clappings. I wants appreciation. I wants acknowledgement. I wants recognition. I wants name. I wants glory. I wants fame. I wants honoring. I wants respect. I has many demands. Last Sunday's Murli Baba said, you are the sun. And these desires are flickering lamps. You are the suns. And in front of you, these are these desires. These are flickering lamps. So easy nature means there is a sense of humility. And that humility comes from a very deep understanding that we have not understood anything. There are many things. There are many things yet to be understood, yet to be known, yet to be experienced. One of the characters of Shakespeare's says, there are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. There are many things still in heaven and earth. Horatio is the name of the assistant, where the Macbeth says to Horatio that there are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. There are many things which you have not understood. So have that humility. Have that humility that there are many things yet to be understood. There are many things yet not understood. There are many things yet unknown. So easy nature means this ego is less. So that is the definition of easy nature. And easy nature also means no impurity. No impurity. If there is a breach of brahmacharya every now and then, if there is a breaking of brahmacharya in vritti, in drishti, then easy nature is not possible, because impurity or lust cannot allow one to remain light. Lust is the greatest heaviness. Physical attraction is the greatest fall. Physical disturbance hijacks the intelligence. So easy nature means purity. Then easy nature means cleanliness. One should be clean. Or rather, honesty. If there is a dishonesty, one cannot remain easy. One cannot have easy nature. Honesty. Honesty means one is same inside and outside. There is no split personality. So, when there is a lack of spiritual schizophrenia, that time one is spiritually honest. There is no split personality. There is no dishonesty. There are no double standards. One is what one is. What is inside is the same outside. Our life should be an open book which can be read. There is nothing to hide in it. There are no murky deeds. There are no immoral acts. There are no sinful actions. The life is transparent. Such spiritual transparency is known as easy nature. Om Shanti.